You're with Mind Food Radio and I am hungry already. The judge for Visa Wellington on a plate, Sarah Meikle, said that Clearville's exceptional product, service and offering coupled with a clear growth plan and strategy made them the clear front runners of this competition. And Mind Food, Visa Wellington on a plate, producer of the year, joins me now from Clearville Bakery, Michael Kluch.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Look, the awards are coming thick and fast for you. Now, you're based in Carterton. So what does it mean for you to be the winner of Mind Food Visa Wellington on a Plate Producer of the Year?
Oh, it means a great deal. This is the second year we've entered. And we actually entered the new producer award, and to come away with the overall winner award is it's very satisfying. And it's a result of a fair bit of hard work, and also I must say a result of the hard work that our team's put in really to help us get to where we are now.
Now, you're an artisan bakery. We'll talk a little bit about the things that you make there at Clearville Bakery, but you are an artisan bakery. Now, what's the difference for the heathens amongst us between a normal bakery and an artisan bakery?
So our focus is really on producing products with the minimal minimal amount of ingredients. So when we bake a loaf of bread, we'll bake a loaf of bread with simply flour, salt, yeast. If it's not a sourdough, if it's sourdough, it's simply flour, salt, and water. And to be able to get a wonderful product out of those basic ingredients is sort of our definition of an artisan bakery. So we're not adding enzymes, we're not adding ascorbic acids, or we're not adding bits and pieces to make the shelf life longer. What we want to do is we want to really utilize the ingredients and the methods that we use to make a high quality product.
Now, Mike, you work with your wife Rose, so it's a family business. Now, I went to TripAdvisor and had a wee look at your Clearville Bakery. Here's a couple of quotes that are from that TripAdvisor site. I don't know whether or not you've seen them. One person said, "As soon as we tried the croissant and baguette, we were transported back to France."
Mm.
That's good to know, eh? And then somebody else said, "It's the nicest bakery I have ever been to." So what does this mean for Carterton and Clearville?
So it's we said when we first got up there, we sort of bit of tongue in cheek, we're going to put Clearville on the map.
And you have.
And sort of succeeding in that part of our goal.
So what do you want people to experience from Clearville, Mike, when they come in and when they have a look at your operation, which is in an old church, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
When they come and experience the Clearville Bakery, what do you want them to go away with?
So I suppose we want to, it sounds maybe a bit odd, but we want to be able to change lives, and whether it's in the great scheme of things or in the small scheme of things. If someone walks in and they get fantastic service, which you know we really aim for, they can walk out with a smile and they say, "Hey, look, that was really nice. My day's been brightened up." They can go on and brighten up someone else's day, for example.
Now, you work closely with your wife. Still happily married?
Oh, absolutely. Couldn't be better.
Good answer. Good answer.
Rose is a great... it's sort of odd that I do a fair bit of the speaking and interviews and that sort of thing, but Rose is just as an equal in the business and contributor in our business as I am. So sometimes I feel a bit odd that I do all the talking and
things. Look, I tell you what, you've just said everything right there. You must have been married for the right amount of time, I think, Mike.
Yeah, it's been a while. September the 27th will be 13 years.
Good on you. Well, congratulations everywhere. To get past two, I think, is great.
Actually, we just celebrated our second year birthday at the bakery yesterday.
Oh, fantastic. Well, look, happy birthday, Mike. Obviously, what you're doing there at the Clearville Bakery has been recognised nationally. You have put Clearville on the map. Keep up the good work. And I promise you, if I'm heading through Clearville, I will be stopping outside the Clearville Bakery.
Great. Thank you.